Hello.
Hey, Joe. Dan Nelson, Local Splash. How you doing today?
How are you? Good.
Doing great. Thank you for asking. So, I didn't even need to call Angelica, you know?
No.
I just looked at the note.
I literally just sat down at my desk as my phone started ringing.
No way. Perfect timing. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So, first thing I need that I didn't get last time, and I know you're going to send the zip codes and all that, but what's the address that the business was registered at?
9184 Back Creek Road, Boston, New York.
Back Creek Road, got it. And that's 14025, right?
That's correct.
All right, awesome. And I know you were going to send in the business card. Is the all the services on the current website, are those accurate? Like the land clearing? Okay, I'm just going to copy those then.
Yeah, so the only thing in addition to would be mowing that we need to add to this. Yeah.
Got it. All right, lawn care / mowing. Perfect. Okay. And let's see, I already have the phone number. We're not branding Angelica's number, right? It's yours, the 716-983-6564.
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me, I'm going to put hers as an alternate number for us, just in case, right? But
yep.
I'm just going to put yours as like all the primaries and stuff.
Right.
And let's see. Okay. I'm assuming you want to use the same website domain, right? The southtownlandservice.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And you're okay with us revamping the website?
What are you doing to the website?
So, we just customize it. You know, you obviously get busy with jobs and, you know, handling estimates. And so you'll still own it. We're just added on as a manager. But we'll customize it to make it look exactly how you want it to look. So to give you an example, the way that'll benefit you, we'll keep it looking primarily like the same. We'll just add like some pages to it for each one of your services. But what'll happen is like, let's say you want to run a promotion or do any changes, you can literally text or email that over and we'll change it for you. And you'll still have full access to your website from your tracking system through us. So it basically just gives you an enhanced website, you know?
So now if I'm doing business with you and you guys have permission to work on my site, if I stop doing business with you, you don't hold any rights to my site, correct?
No, sir. No, sir. So if you wanted us to continue working on your website when you left us, we do have an option for you to do that. It's like $49 a month for just hosting and maintenance on a website. Or, you know, you own your website, so you could reapply your content and go back to your current hosting platform.
So now, with you guys working on the website, is this something that's included or is this an extra fee?
Included.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Great question.
I got to think about the website things. My daughter actually designed the website, and that's still kind of, we haven't uploaded anything to it. I don't really know why, truth be told. It's kind of just been in limbo.
You know, I'll tell you this. I like it, too. Like, it's, you know, you have the phone number at the top. It's really simple. You know, it has linked to your Facebook page. It has all your services. You know, like, it doesn't have to be, like, super fancy, you know? So I like it as it is, but I'm a firm believer, get the most bang for your buck. So all you got to do, if you and your daughter, you know, your wife, if you guys decide, hey, we do want you to do the website, just contact me, and I'll make sure to add it for you at no additional charge. And I'll shoot you a text, too, of, like, a excavation website in demo mode. Like, that way you have an idea of the difference, like what we would create for you. Okay. All right, here, let me shoot you that text too so you have it. And then I'll just take the website off for now. Perfect. Okay. Okay, so I have the names, Swartwood, right? Is the name on the for the billing, right? Is it gonna be Joseph or Joe?
For what?
For billing. Like the card you'll be using to secure the position with. Yeah, I just have to set it up correctly on the front end.
Southtown's Land Service is on the card, but my name's also on the card.
Got it. And is it listed as Joe or Joseph on the card?
Joseph M.
Got it. All right. Perfect. All right. And company name, just to re-verify, it's Southtown Land Service, right? How we're branding.
Correct.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. So next step
Southtown
to the show.
Land Service LLC is.
Oh, LLC. Technically. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so next step to this, Joe, what I need to do is just secure billing info. I'll read a voice verification to you, which outlines our service agreement, that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. This is where they'll go over keyword phrases, your ads, a questionnaire on your business, basically all the fun stuff.
All right.
All right. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is the billing address going to be the same, 9184 Back Creek Road?
Yes.
Perfect. And I know you said Joseph M. Swartwood plus the business name. Is the card a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
4258-0945-0367-1574.
Okay. Expiration date?
Expiration is 529.
All right. And the CVV code?
460.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay.
Can you just give me, before we do that, can you just give me a brief explanation of exactly what I'm paying for?
Yeah, 100%. So, and it will be in your invoice too, okay? But again, you're going to get directory submissions to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, okay? You're getting social media retargeted ads on Meta, so Facebook and Instagram ads. You're going to be getting targeting on Google and Bing for 20 different keyword phrases. I'm actually going to have them add a few keywords because you have more services, you know? But you're getting 20 keyword phrases is what you get in writing, okay?
So and when somebody types in this keyword, my company name should come up at the front of the list, you're saying, for the areas within the zip code?
Correct. On the first page of Google, in the map section. Yes, sir.
Okay. In the map section?
Correct. Yes, sir.
What do you mean the map section?
Okay. The map section is the most popular section on Google. That's where 90% of the clicks and calls go to. So we're going to be targeting you in the map section on Google. We also have
okay,
ads
so when,
running for you on Meta.
So like when somebody says excavation work near me and it shows up with like the map and all the places nearby, that's what you're saying I'm going to come up as?
Correct.
Okay.
If we don't have to show your address, we'll hide your address online if it's not like a physical address you have clients go to and we still have to
so
show up
on. Yeah, so you
give
like an approximate kind of deal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to geo-target your zip codes, too, that you're going to send to us.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to start reading this voice verification. And again, everything that's included, it'll be in your invoice. And I'm going to walk you through it, too. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Southtown's Land Service.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Swartwood. Can you hang on just a second?
Yes.
Technically, my wife is the owner of the business.
Oh, got it,
So, I really,
managing
I don't have
partner.
Yeah, I don't really have an official role in the business, truth be told. Like, on paper, I don't have an official role.
Okay, got it. That's interesting. Okay, you are authorized to enter, though, like, because yeah. This is the next question. You're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Perfect. That's right.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is June 9th, 2025, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So next step, what I'm going to do is schedule your client interview. Okay. This is where we block off an hour. So it's a little lengthier period. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they'll go over like keywords, a questionnaire on your business. Like it's a really fun phone call, but we got to find the hour, right? So. Mm-hmm. I know this time typically works for you, it seems like. So do you want to do 6 p.m. tomorrow? Would that work?
Actually 6 p.m. tomorrow and 6 p.m. Wednesday will not work because I have meetings both of those days. Thursday would work though.
Okay. What about, do you want to do 6 p.m. today? I have to message them to make sure they're available because they have to prep for the call, or I could just schedule it for Thursday, whatever works better for you.
Thursday would be best. I forgot about this call. I sat down at my desk because I have a bunch of stuff to write up. I'm trying to fit a huge project that I got to get numbers in for right now. That's why I'm sitting here in the first place.
Okay. So what I'm going to do for the Thursday call, I'm sending you an email calendar invite. It'll say Local Splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen, so 1 hour before the appointment on Thursday, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you shouldn't forget about that one. You know? Now, we sent you a few confirmation emails. I know you have to write up that proposal, so let me just show you, like, how to get to them. Can you pull up your emails right now?
Yeah, I can. Did you send it to Southtown's Land Service, or did you send it to...
Joseph.m.Swartwood.
Yeah, that's my personal.
Do you want me to change the email on file, or...?
Yeah, you should change it to Southtown's Land Service.
Southtown's Land Service at Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just make sure real quick. All right, yep. Okay. I just copied the one from the website.
What is this yes, maybe no? Am I saying yes to the appointment on June
12th? Yeah, to the appointment. It's just a calendar invite. Yes, sir. And I'm resending.
You can just call me Joe. You don't have to call me sir.
Oh God, sorry. Is my dad and my grandpa, they were in the military. So when I grew up,
it was,
were you? Okay, okay, got it.
My kids call people sir also, but if I'm talking to another adult, it's first name.
Gotcha.
Why is Korean standard time on here for the
Korean standard time?
Yeah,
no.
It says when. It says when, Friday, June 13th, 2025, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Korean Standard Time, Seoul.
That's crazy. I have no idea. I got a message IT. That's the first time I've ever heard that. So that might be like, it might be something in the settings, but I want to make sure it's not on our end. You know, I'm not in Korea. We're in Fountain Valley, California. Yeah. So, it should be for 6 p.m. Eastern time is what it's showing on your calendar.
That's the same time. I mean, 7 a.m. would be 6 p.m. here. I lived in Korea for 2 years.
Oh, really? Okay. It might be because it was sent to your personal. You might have it set to Korean time then is what it might be. Let me do this too. I'm going to add because I changed the email on file. I'm also going to add it to the calendar invite so you have it.
Okay.
And then tell me, because I'm just interested to see if it shows the same, you know, or if it shows 6 p.m. Just curious.
Are you sending it to Southtowns or?
Yeah, I just sent it to Southtown as well. Yes, sir. Or, yes, Joe. It's a bad habit, you know, or a hard habit to break.
Yeah. Let me see, UTC now. Thursday, June 12, 2025, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. UTC.
Really? That is super strange. I'll message my IT department after. Yeah.
That's the first line, and then the second box is Pacific. So that's your time.
Yeah, because we're Pacific Standard. But it should say, it should be 6 p.m. on your end. So I'll get with my IT department, but as long as it's right on your calendar, then we should watch. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate you telling me that though, you know? Okay. So on the emails, the first email you'll want to pull up, it should be titled, Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Hang on. I just pulled up the calendar.
Yeah.
And then go back to my local splash support. Let me see. Pictures needed for Google verification. I'm already Google verified.
I know. So I was going to mention the action needed for pictures needed for Google verification. You're just going to ignore that email because you are already verified. They're going to send you another one. In fact, let me push it to you now so you're able to see it. It'll say important, please add us to your Google business profile. That's the one you're going to need to follow so that we can be added as a manager to start working on it.
Okay.
All right. The email, though, there should be one titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yep.
All right. So when you pull that one up, there should be fifth line down, Joe, you should see please click here to accept subscription terms. It's like a blue hyperlink.
Yep, I got it.
All right. When you click that, it should take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. And you can take your time reviewing this. I just want to show you where it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Under Services, it'll show you everything that's included. So everything we're doing for you in writing. Google Business Profile Optimization is the map section on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Google Business Profile Access, you know, we need access to be able to optimize it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll see directory submissions. Those are the main directories that we're submitting you to.
Mm-hmm.
My site custom website, there will be a star next to it. So remember, if you guys decide, and we're on a recorded line, if you guys decide to add the website, I'll make sure to add it for you at no additional charge. Just call me.
Okay.
And then if you scroll down, you're going to see Facebook business page access and Facebook ads. Those are those.
Yeah, give me that. It's not loading the page for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll see what I'm saying when you have it pulled up. The only ones that are not included, you'll see a star next to them, and it'll say Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Yelp Ads. Okay? Those are all like upgraded services. Google Guaranteed's not an available category for your service yet, for land clearing specifically, you know? But Google Ads and Yelp Ads are upgraded services. If you wanted more click or lead flow, we can offer to you with those type of platforms.
Okay.
And then everything else you'll see is included. And then at the bottom, it'll state that everything's month to month, no contracts, all the timelines, like literally everything we've gone over. So what'll happen, and I know it's not loading now, but when it does load up for you, what you'll do is at the bottom, it'll have you check three boxes. One agreeing to receive text messages. One certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And the third one is acknowledging that the payments are automatic and reoccurring. Okay? It has you type your name in, and when you do that, it'll have you select confirm signature. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. Okay? Username and password is for your tracking system. That will be in your welcome to local Splash email.
I've seen that. I clicked on that email first.
Perfect. Sometimes you guys do. I usually try to do it in order. I got like my little process to make sure like you guys see everything, you know. But it's all in the emails. Just ignore the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification because you're already Google verified. Okay. So the important one is going to be important. Please add us to your Google business profile. Reviewing the initial invoice, right, so you can see what's included. And then the welcome email will have your username and password so you can start getting familiar with your tracking system. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me right now that I can answer?
Nope. I don't think so.
I look forward to being your account lead on this. You know, I sent you my direct line and extension. I try to be really attentive to my clients. So if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. Okay?
Will do.
All right, Joe. All right. Look forward
Thanks
to speaking
lot.
With
I
you on Thursday.
Yep. All righty.
Almost said sir again. You know, I was about to.
all right,
Joe. I hope you have a great weekend. Okay? And, or
too.
A great week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll talk to you soon. Okay? Bye.
All right. Bye.